In 2008, the World Health Organization announced that there are about 33.4 million people living with HIV. An estimated 2.7 million were newly infected with the virus and 2 million died of AIDS the same year. Sub-Saharan Africa remains the region most heavily affected. In 2008, Sub-Saharan Africa accounted for 67% of HIV infections worldwide, 68% of new HIV infections among adults, 91% of new HIV infections among children. The region also accounted for 72% of the world's AIDS-related deaths in 2008, but some are beginning to doubt these figures and their authenticity. The Rethinking AIDS group has hundreds of members drawn from various continents, including Africa. It claims the figures are being over-exaggerated by prominent and influential persons who seem to be benefiting from the assertion that the pandemic is devastating and has no cure. Professor Charles Gashekta is a member and an African historian.
They're looking for AIDS, and that's what they find. Does that make sense to you? I mean, I think the numbers are correct in the sense that people are ill. They're ill with is what's open for debate. The people at the World Health Organization and leading doctors will tell you that malnutrition is the world's leading cause of immunological disorders, and they'll tell you poverty is the world's deadliest disease.
David Crowe is a president of the Rethinking AIDS. He claims there is compelling evidence to prove that efforts by some world agencies and leaders to control the disease is deceptive. David Crowe mentioned in particular the introduction of the antiretroviral drugs, which he says seem to be weakening immune systems of people diagnosed with the disease, thereby killing them at a faster rate.
The drugs that are used for AIDS directly interfere with DNA synthesis. They directly interfere with the division of cells. What this means is the drugs kill people. They destroy your ability to produce blood cells. They destroy your ability to produce muscle. So these are extremely dangerous chemical compounds. So the drug companies are not only going to necessarily lose sales, but they may be at the receiving end of massive lawsuits. In fact, the lawsuits against the drug companies would be so big that it would be impossible for the drug companies to do anything except go out of business.
Professor Gashekta says the current truth about what he calls the HIV-AIDS syndrome is not sustainable. He's calling for a scientific reappraisal of what he calls the HIV-AIDS hypothesis.
Thabo Mbeki was a very, very bright guy. And I said to his office, the president thinks that this discussion about AIDS is about science. It is not about science. It is about politics. And he cannot get those two confused, but I'm afraid he did. And he assumed that by arguing the science, by arguing the evidence, by arguing the contradictions, the bad data, the racist assumptions, that somehow or other he would change people's minds about AIDS. It never happened because it wasn't about science anymore. It's about politics.
David Crowe says his group, made up of highly knowledgeable academicians, are not encouraging promiscuity, especially in Africa, but advocating a better critical way of analyzing issues. He says African countries and many developing nations must begin analyzing what they are told by people who claim to have gotten the entire truth about the disease.
I have no wish, no desire to encourage people to be promiscuous, and one of the big lies about Africa is that Africa is more promiscuous than America. Or Canada. When I go to a grocery store in Canada, I see the most sexually explicit magazines at the counter, and yet we blame Africa for being sexually promiscuous, where in fact the evidence is that many African societies are quite sexually conservative.